Nighttime is special all over Vieques, with the chirping of insects and tree frogs, and the sparkle of millions of stars in a dark sky. But in the island so-called Bio Bay, there is also a sparkle in the water. The bay is filled with tiny plankton that, when disturbed, produce light, perhaps as a defense mechanism, no one's really sure. Sharon Grasso runs an ecotourism company that takes visitors onto the water and into the water after dark.
The creature that makes the light in the bay is a one-celled organism called Pyridinium bahamense. It creates light whenever it's agitated, and it creates light by mixing two chemicals, luciferin, luciferase. They mix together and they make a burst of bluish-green light, those two chemicals. It is plankton, which means it floats all over in the ocean, but in our bay it remains at a high concentration. And so when you swim through the water, or a fish swims through the water, you're basically touching so many pyridinium, encouraging them to create light, so it looks like a bluish-green glow.
In the Vieques Bio Bay, more than 180,000 of these organisms may exist in a single liter of seawater. Ms. Grasso explains that the bay has healthy mangroves and an ideal mix of nutrients, and is perfectly formed to retain the plankton.
This organism moves in with the tide. Once it's inside the bay, due to that perfect nutrient mix, they reproduce rapidly, and then the entrance between the bay and the ocean is restricted. It's relatively narrow and shallow, so when the tide goes out, a lot of pyridinium remains.
The other key, she says, is the lack of development in the area, at least for now.
These are fish. Everybody look around.
Out on the bay, guide Mark Martinbras eases an electric boat into deep water and stomps on the deck. Fish and rays scatter in every direction, disturbing the plankton, which light up, spotlighting the fish.
The fish are not glowing. The fish are moving, and since there's organisms in almost every drop of water, they can't help but touch them. Whenever they touch, they're going to glow. You see that?
Oh, look at the
fucking
fish.
Oh, God. Spotted eagle ray or something gray ray? They're coming right towards us. One here to my right, one to my left. There he goes.
Oh, wow.
Then it is literally the passenger's turn in the spotlight as everyone gets into the water and in contact with the plankton.
I'm glowing.
As I move my hands,
the water's
the glow follows.
Mr. Martinbras says many people develop a strong attraction to the Bio Bay, and for them it can be a life-changing experience.
We think that attraction goes so far and so deep that it's able to change minds, even change some lives, I bet. It definitely has worked miracles here for some people who just lost contact with nature altogether. They've been living in cities for so long. This type of feeling of pure nature, we don't have these many places.
This group of visitors to Vieques did seem to be impressed by their brush with bioluminescence.
It was unbelievable. I just liked seeing the rays swimming under the water or the fish swimming. I couldn't believe how they were like lighting up as they were swimming through the water. And that's something that I never expected to see.
It was probably one of the most awesome things I've ever seen. I love the sparky things that happen on your skin.
When you move your arm through the water, it's like trailing streams of light, little tiny diamonds and streams of light. It's magical.
Like you're lifting up thousands of little diamonds in your hand.
Thousands of little bright lights. It could be stars in your hands. Like every time you moved your hand in the water, you saw like hundreds and hundreds of like glowing spheres around your hand.
I think this looks like there's little stars that like fell into the water, and when you move them, it like they light up.
It looks like you're glowing in the dark.
I don't know, it's like little sparkles whenever you moved around. Mm-hmm. It's very neat.
This is gorgeous. I loved it. When you're moving fast, you're agitating a lot of the organisms, and there's a lot of glow, so it's like a spotlight. But when you're standing still and just wiggling your fingers, there's relatively few, and they're jumping like sparks or like diamonds.
But even as he introduces more people to the magic of the bay, guide Mark Martinbras is concerned for the future. He says no bioluminescent bay has ever become popular and survived. Back on shore, Sharon Grasso is also worried. Now that the U.S. Navy has pulled out of Vieques, many people are predicting a tourism boom for the island.
Not really sure Vieques is ready for the onslaught. When you get too much tourism, you could actually start to threaten the phenomena that the tourists are actually coming to see. And I think what happened in previous places is that people didn't really understand how the ecosystem functioned, and then just lots of people started going, and actually would build in the mangroves. I think that if the government recognizes that those actions should not be taken here and there's a plan for sustainable use for the bay, that it's got a chance.
So far, there is no plan, no consensus on the future development of Vieques. Unemployment is high on the island, and fishermen and farmers would like access to more of the land and sea that until last year was under U.S. Navy control. Sharon Grasso says she has already seen an increase in light pollution, and she argues there is no better setting to teach the importance of responsibility for the environment than the captivating spectacle that is the bioluminescent bay of Vieques, Puerto Rico. This is Coast to Coast, your daily visit to the USA.